Hello again. Going through my library of broadcasts the other day, I came across a show which I did back in the 70s, and I've decided to revamp and update it. I hope you enjoy the results then in this month's Organ First Radio. Well, before the trend to do podcast-themed organ music programmes, one of the first that I did was on aviation. And with illegal drones shutting down airports very much in the news, I've gathered together some of the recordings I used in the original programme, to which I've added many that were not even around back then. Having said that, here's one that was. Those magnificent men in their flying machines, played by George Blackmore, taken from his LP, The Magnificent Music Machine, which always struck me as being an unfair description of the glorious and historic Compton organ in the Guildhall in Southampton. About the same time that I produced the original programme, I met American organist Glenn Derringer when he was on tour in the UK, demonstrating the new range of Wurlitzer electronic organs. The 950 model, for instance, as heard now, played by Glenn, with Up, Up and Away. We'll be right back. Up, Up and Away, played by Glenn Derringer, one of my favourite electronic organists. In the early days, when some organ recordings were issued on reel-to-reel tapes, for those who could afford the machines on which to play them, one of the first that I bought was a Jackie Brown tape, which he made at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer, a tape that I've long ago transferred to CD before it became unplayable altogether. Here is Jackie Brown aboard the plane that's flying down to Rio. Jackie Brown in fine form flying down to Rio. This next track comes courtesy of organist Andrew Varley, who reminded me that Brian Sharp had made a recording that would not be out of place in the programme. That of the 633 Squadron, which Brian featured on his CD of Light Classics, all performed on his Roland E300 keyboard. Oh, 633 Squadron, played there by Brian Sharp. And whilst we're in a military aviation mode, let's enjoy an in-flight journey with John Bowdler at the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer with Aces High.
Thank you.
John Bowdler at Blackpool and Aces High. Airline operators have always had a tradition of naming certain of their models, and one of the earliest was the Boeing 314 Clipper, a long-range flying boat produced by the Boeing Airplane Company between 1938 and 1941. It was one of the largest aircraft of its time, and it went out of production in 1948, although some were still being flown by private companies in various parts of the world many years later. Anyway, here's Howard Beaumont at the controls of the Howden-Le Weir Wurlitzer with the Caribbean Clipper. Caribbean Clipper, played by Howard Beaumont. Although I spent 3 years in the Royal Air Force, the only time my feet left the ground was when I got into bed at night, I actually got to see and photographed a Boeing Clipper flying boat in Southampton Docks on a 48-hour weekend pass that was actually to attend a Theatre Organ Club concert at the Guildhall in Southampton. That plane was considerably larger than the one that songwriter Lawrence Wright hired in 1927 to fly low over Blackpool, complete with the Jack Hilton band on board playing the latest hit of the day whilst they threw copies of the music onto the crowded beaches below. The tune? Me and Jane in a Plane. Me and Jane in a Plane, played by Dave Nicholas on the Yamaha E5 with an RA50 tone cabinet. Now, the description Skyliner has been attributed to many objects, American classic cars, the Japanese high-speed train, and various airline services. It was also the name of the famous Charlie Barnett composition, played now by Robin Richmond on the former Granada Wandsworth Wurlitzer at the time of this recording in the Northolt home of Les Rawl back in 1976. Skyliner, played there by Robin Richmond. One of the most popular pieces of music to be recorded equally by theatre and electronic organists is Fly Me to the Moon. So I hope you'll enjoy my choice of the recording made by Lenny D at the Hammond organ. Thank you. Fly Me to the Moon and Lenny D. And whilst on matters terrestrial, here's a reminder of that touching flying sequence in the film E.T., recreated now for us by Robert Wolfe at the Thursford Wurlitzer. Flying theme played by Robert Wolfe. And as all theatre organ fans know, that organ originally came from the Odeon Cinema Leeds. And one organist who had many happy memories of playing it in that lovely cinema was Arnold Loxham. Although I expect E.T. would know the answer to How High the Moon, let's not concern ourselves with such trivia, but instead listen to the tune, the organ, and the artist himself. Arnold Loxham. Arnold Loxham at the Odeon Cinema Leeds with How High the Moon. As I indicated at the head of the show, the attempt was to update the theme of the original broadcast, and the next two pieces do just that. namely Also Sprach Zarathustra, the dramatic opening to the film 2001 A Space Odyssey, and who could forget the Star Wars theme, both now played on the Compton organ in the Plaza Cinema Stockport by Nigel Ogden. Nigel Ogden at the Compton Organ in the Plaza Cinema in Stockport. Now, this next track was certainly not around when I did my original aviation programme, because the film Skyfall, the 23rd James Bond film, didn't appear until 2012. John Kiffin, ever ready to compile thematic recordings, includes the film theme music on his CD, I'm Expecting You. Thank you. John Kiffin and the Skyfall theme. Composer Alfred Newman passed away shortly after finishing the score for the film Airport, which is a great pity that such a fine composer wasn't able to experience the popularity of his last work ever. Back in May 1970, organist George Wright, utilising three electronic organs, together with a bunch of musicians, recorded the album Reflections of My Life, which includes the Airport love theme. George Wright, utilising, for all I know, all three electronic organs on that recording of the Airport love theme, together with a bunch of studio musicians. Still with electronics, here's organist David Harold, who, with his Roland AT-80, reminds us that airplanes are not the only form of transport, but trains and boats too. Thank you. David Harold at the Roland AT-AT with Trains, Boats and Planes. And before I fly off until next month, I'm going to come down to Earth to tell you about a new double CD of music by Ken Griffin, which I mentioned a couple of programmes ago. Just as I was about to complete this month's show, the long-awaited review copy arrived from Submarine Records, and it bears the title Down Melody Lane, which, as most Ken Griffin fans will know, was the title he used for the American television shows in his short lifetime. Most certainly this release is very good value for money, because there are no less than 62 tracks in total, many not having been the subject of past re-releases or compilations. What's more, many of the tracks feature a very early Wurlitzer electrostatic model on which Ken had signed a contract to record in the future, rather than the Hammond on which he'd made so many famous recordings. Tony Nobbs, who compiled the release, poses the question that that might not have been a wise move. You, the listener, will have to make up your own mind and also work out which of the tracks are played on which organ, for none are specifically identified. That said, it's impossible to fault the transfer quality from aged 78 RPM discs, and of course, the reason that there are 62 tracks in total is because the running time of all the 78s was a maximum 3 minutes a side. So, let's have a listen to a couple of tracks, the first one being My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time. Ken Griffin and My Dreams Are Getting Better All the Time, which appears to have been featured in a 1945 film called In Society, starring Bud Abbott and Lou Costello. Now, my research into this next track doesn't seem to connect with any film or stage shows, but nevertheless, this 1951 composition would appear to be one of the later recordings that Ken made for the Columbia label in the early 50s. I quite like it and hope you do too. It's called I Remember When. Remember When, played by Ken Griffin from the new double CD, Down Melody Lane. And my final suggestion is that you access the Organ First web pages to get the full details of all the tracks, because time's just run out for me for this month, because I've got my boarding pass handy and Klaus von der Lisch, my pilot, is keen to get flying home. From yours truly, Alan Ashton. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penalador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King. We'll be right back.